Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. You want to be a five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fishcake, CB, and JP. Jimmy Traina is going to join us coming up at 9:25, writer and podcast host for Sports Illustrated. Kind of covers the media mostly, so we will talk to him coming up in about 20 minutes. Of course, it's going to be Tom Brady's debut calling a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. EB's going to have the volume all the way up so you can hear all the Tom Brady goodness.
I thought he was fine in the last game.
He's fine. He's whatever.
Maybe he's getting a little bit better, but he's not super enlightening or anything.
He's not worth $37.5 million per year, but he's Tom Brady, so he can command that sort of salary.
By the way, it seems like that our guy from the Rays is going to be wrong. It seems like he's going to come back. Remember he said that he guarantees?
The Rays? Yeah. You mean Samson?
You mean the Marlins?
Yeah. Marlins, sorry.
David Samson.
That David Samson's going to be wrong. Right? Every indication is he's going to be back.
Yes. Seems like
that's
it, yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he seems to...
They've already hired their coach, so all that conflict stuff is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Goodell said that he's been handling things right, that he calls him like weekly... Maybe ask questions.
Right.
He seems like he's aware of where he is, and he thinks he's going to be better.
Right.
So, ultimately, we'll see. I mean, I think a lot of people have turned on him, and that he'll never be good in their eyes. But, yeah, I thought he was fine.
Well, we'll be watching Tom Brady for 3.5 hours, whatever, 4 hours. Hey, so, with this parlay that, you know, we usually do the touchdown parlay, it's going to be impossible to pick.
Can't pick like five touchdowns.
I don't know if those guys are all doing their own, but I assume they are.
Yeah.
So let's just throw in whatever prop you want. Now, I don't know if FanDuel will take all of those in a parlay.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
No, you just go to the same game parlay.
Yeah.
And we're going to do five plays.
Okay. Well, he's going to have to pull it up.
Same game parlays. Is that right there in the Super Bowl thing? So it says Super Bowl bet, Super Bowl prop, Super Bowl MVP. Is there one there that says same game parlay?
Yep.
And that same... thing, Mahomes hurts, cross playoff leaders, Super Bowl.
We'll find it.
Well, I would like to find it before I make my pick. It would make it easier. I'm on all the Super Bowl bets. Just tell me where the same game parlay is, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
All right, shall we spin the wheel?
Yeah, I guess. Valdez is not here, so.
He's going down to get food because El Bebe is bringing food in.
You can make the sound.
All right, well, I'll lead off. How about that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, one guy who I think has been pretty hot, particularly in the second half of the season and through the playoffs, is Xavier Worthy, mm-hmm. wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs. And we were talking about it earlier that Andy Reid finds a way to scheme guys open. You look at what Worthy has done in the playoffs against Houston. 5 catches, 45 yards. That's not great. Next game, 6 catches against Buffalo, 85 yards. Did have a score. Like I said, second half of the season was targeted more, kind of became their main receiver. I believe Xavier Worthy finds the end zone, will score a touchdown. Maybe they'll run corn dog or one of those plays that Andy Reid likes. Awesome. Xavier Worthy, touchdown. I believe it's plus 155.
It is. It's in. Corn dog, a delicious Super Bowl fare. Probably the mini corn dogs instead of the ones on the stick.
Mm. I feel like the only time I have corn dogs is it's at a fair.
Probably at a fair.
Like Montgomery County Fair.
Very popular fair food, no doubt.
But I think that won them a Super Bowl maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Peter King sat down with Andy Reid like an hour after, and he said, oh, yeah, that was corn dog.
Right. Shocker, Andy Reid has a play named after a hot dog wrapped in cornbread on a stick.
He loves
Not really surprising.
Anyway, Xavier Worthy, touchdown, plus 155.
All right, you're in.
Spin the wheel, Valdez.
All right, let's go back behind the glass. Are you guys all doing your own?
No, we're going to have a team play. You know what? It's the final game of the season. The guys earned it. We're going to lean on Mike Marr to make the pick for the group here.
All right, lads. Biggest game of the year. Give us Devontae Smith, alt catching yards, 70 or more, plus 192. He's gone over 70 yards in seven games this year, but hasn't since December 29th. And in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs in 2022, he torched them, seven catches for 100 yards. I feel like we got good value here. Everyone's going to be focused on Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith under the radar. Give me like a 10-yard slant that he takes 45 yards and then just give us a couple dink and dimes after that.
So you have 70-plus yards?
Yes.
That's at plus 192.
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right, throwing it in there. It's in.
All right, Mr. Bickle.
Touched on two receivers so far.
All right, I'm going to do the alt spread line, and I'm not getting crazy. I just want to hit this. It'd be a little bit of plus money. I'll take I think the Eagles are going to win, actually. So I'll take the Eagles minus 2.5 is plus 124, Cakes.
Okay.
So
it's in.
They win by a field goal.
You're in the mix.
What is it? Plus what?
Plus 124. We got a little bit of plus money.
Plus value. Good.
Seems very reasonable.
All right.
Now, if the Chiefs win, I doom the whole thing. So yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
All right. So you're an Eagles fan.
It's okay. Yeah. We're a team.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
All right. I'll go. I like, I've kind of talked about the fact that I think Saquon's going to have a bomb game. I just think he's going to play really well. But I think if they're going to score through the passing game, I think A.J. Brown is going to put up some numbers, especially since Kansas City and Steve Spagnuolo like to play a lot of man coverage. They could probably get after Barkley in the run game, get after Hurts. I just think A.J. Brown's going to have some opportunities against whoever's covering him, whether that's Jalen Watson or Trent McDuffie, whoever it may be on the corners. But I like him. I think he's plus 175 to score a touchdown. So I'll take A.J. Brown to score sometime.
I have a tick better, plus 180.
Plus 180, I'll take it.
Okay, good. It's in. It's on the board.
All right.
So I'll take A.J. Brown.
Coach Cakes.
Throwing another touchdown guy in here. It's got to be Travis Kelce. I mean, in 24 career postseason games, the guy scored 20 touchdowns.
That's pretty sick.
Okay, so I'm going to take him to find the end zone at a plus number at plus 125. I'm shocked that's a plus number. So I'll take that all day long. TK in the end zone.
All five of them plus numbers. Yes. Why don't you do the recap, Cakes?
All right, here we go. We got Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, anytime touchdown scores. We got Devontae Smith at 70-plus yards. That's an alt spread. Also have an alt spread on the Eagles. Money line, that's minus 2.5. And A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown scorer, a $10 wager, will pay us $989.28.
This is mediocre, nice. Right? There was no real long shots in there. Is that why?
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the last game. Why are we doing $10?
Well, you want to put
why don't we do 25? Live a little.
We can do that.
Hey, it's Cakes' money. Yeah,
How about this? Account,
you got to make sure he actually puts in the
That's
the
true.
Bet.
You do have to
Because the last
him.
Time.
Why don't you just put it in right after the show?
I can do that.
The last time he. What was it? It was when we were at Honor Brewing, and we had hit the first two legs. So I'm sitting there at Honor Brewing, and I was like, I don't know, whoever I picked had just scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Cakes, I think we hit two legs so far. He's like, just so you know, I didn't put it in the bed.
Yeah, I had an ashen look on my face. My face went white like a
girl. Now, it ended up that Ertz didn't find the end zone.
That was my pick, too.
Yeah,
Ertz is my guy.
So it was dead like a half an hour later.
Right.
But
I will make a mental note, or I'll just do it before I leave today.
Why don't you just put it in right now? Don't you just hit submit?
I don't know if it'll let me do it here in D.C. Sometimes it's weird. It can get a little janky sometimes.
A little squirrely.
I guarantee I will place this bet.
Well,
sometimes with guarantees, they go sideways.
Where are you guys watching the game? I think this is the first time, and I'm actually looking forward to it, in recent years that I'm not going to a party. I'm just going to chill at home. And watch it.
If all goes well, I'm going deep in a poker tournament. And I'm watching it on the big screen in the Grand Ballroom at MGM National Harbor.
But that must be a thing.
But there's a 90% chance that I get eliminated on Saturday, and I'll just be watching at home with my wife.
My son is going to a poker tournament at a country club in Yorktown. And it's the second year in a row. And that he's done it. He's a great time.
Love it.
Worms had Norton and Rounders.
Yes, of course.
Somebody knows that. Worm. Is he from
Yorktown? No, but they go to country clubs and they're trying to scam golfers when he's trying to make his bankroll back.
No,
when he gets out of prison.
That's the Super Bowl party that the club has.
Love it.
Big poker tournament.
You leave enough for your daughter's riding lesson?
Perfect.
So you're potentially going to be at MGM National Harbor, but if you're not home?
Home, yeah.
EB, you said you were going up to New York.
Going up to New York, but we'll be back because my daughter has volleyball. So I'll be home.
Home. Wow. Three out of four junkies home.
I don't want
to. Pish, are you going to a party? Nope. You usually bail. Nope. All of us are watching at home.
What time's kickoff?
6:30 probably.
Already bought my hell of a good dip. My wife already got it for me.
French onion.
Oh, yeah.
You never depart from the French. Sometimes they have like
the bacon ranch. They
have like a bacon, like horseradish. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
No, I've had it, but I'm a.
Pull.
Yeah,
my son hipped me to a dip recently that I didn't know existed.
Yeah,
bought it at Costco, and it's a freaking 15 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's like a lemon garlic dip. Now you're gonna smell like garlic for a week after you eat it.
Might be rough.
Man, you put that on some baby carrots or some Triscuits.
Oh, so, it's good.
It's so good.
Now these, I thought of you because you know what I've been eating lately. I guess it's considered a dip, kind of a dip, and I hated it. When you made sandwiches of it in here,
pimento
cheese. Mm. We've been buying a bunch of pimento cheese and just dipping, crackers in it.
Yeah, you get ready for Augusta. Yeah,
it's really good. I know it's Augusta thing. That's why you did it.
It's a solid tradition.
I hated it when you made a pimento cheese sandwich.
But yeah, I brought those in. My buddy Kent made them.
Jason and you Bishop hated them. Pimento
hated
cheese.
Yeah. No, but my wife hit me to it because I saw her snacking on it. And I started eating her. It's good. So we've been buying it. Are you a pimento cheese guy?
Love
it. You buy it often when you go to the grocery?
I see it on sale and I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
And it's first week of April.
The flowers are blooming.
I'm going to have to do it for Augusta.
An egg salad.
Yeah. No. So I should have thought of Drab. For some reason, I thought of Valdez.
All right, boys behind the glass. Now, Valdez, you have your waste management party.
Yeah, it's waste management weekend. Yeah. Come on.
Who's in the lead right now?
Not Scottie Scheffler.
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark. He went like 8 under or something.
I kind of know that. I'll save Mike Marr for last because he's definitely going to have some sort of play. Drab, you go to the in-laws. What do you do?
No, I'm debating still. My buddy Ryan invited me over for a house party. I watched the Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl there a couple years ago. But my in-laws are also out of town, and I could sneak over to their house and watch it in complete silence with no kids, no wife. That is somewhat intriguing.
She wouldn't be bitter if you left her for the Super Bowl?
You think my wife even knows the Super Bowl's on?
Oh, really? She
might know it as an event.
Hold on, is she not plugged in at all?
It's not her thing.
Like that.
She doesn't want to watch Kendrick Lamar?
I don't think. I would have to tell her it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Would she know the two teams playing?
No.
No.
Impossible.
No. But hold on. She played like college soccer or something, right? Or
no,
high school
not
soccer?
College. No.
But so she was an athlete in
good
high
athlete,
school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she cares nothing about sports, any sport. Does she follow the Caps?
She's the fourth biggest football fan in the house, for sure.
Does she follow like Ovi? Like,
she likes the Hoyas.
Wow. Why?
Yeah, that's her Georgetown dad. Basketball. She went there with her dad when she was young. That's it.
Her dad has season tickets.
So she's a Hoyas.
So she saw Iverson play when she was like two.
She sites for like a marathon of Summer House on Bravo.
Hey, that's a good show.
That sounds terrible, whatever that is.
All right. I'm just curious. What about Mar? Mar, what are the lads doing?
Yeah, so we're throwing a watch party at my house. We'll have a pizza and wings and, some surf sides. And then I'm going to drag the bonfire back out and bring the projector outside as well. So we'll have the game going outside with the bonfire vibe. And then also
on the
big
screen. What
are you
going to project it onto?
We have a projector screen that we bought off Amazon. It's kind of rinky-dink. It kind of sucks.
Like a blow-up thing?
No, it's just a screen that we hang over the side of our deck, and then we attach the Xbox to the actual projector screen.
Yeah.
And then it plays it maybe like 90 inches, but it's kind of nubs. And then we'll have it on the bigger TV inside, so people have both choices, whatever they want.
I have a question about yesterday. Yesterday was, I don't want to muddy the waters because we got free food today.
Yeah.
But yesterday we each got a card. Did anybody use that card yesterday?
I would say Valdez.
No, I did not.
He lives right next to one.
But I am. I think I will on Saturday.
I'm trying to get Drabby to use the card tonight.
Saturday is
Mike. What about tonight?
Did Mike Marr get a card?
Mine's in the prison.
It's in the mail.
But don't mention it because we got compete.
I know. I said that. I was just curious.
I do recommend we need food tonight.
Well, we're getting food in 5 seconds.
No, I know, but we need food tonight.
Can you hook it?
For the all-cast. I already gave the idea to the producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
We'll feed you. You'll be full.
We'll be taken care of. Yeah.
All right.
I believe we're going to get a bunch of food from El Bebe today.
That's right.
All right. Now, you have to school me on El Bebe.
Well, I'll do it right now.
Give it to me. Give me the scoop.
You can try El Bebe tacos and tequila located in the Navy Yard and the Borough Shopping Center in Tysons. They offer catering for large office and holiday parties featuring tacos, burritos, salsas, and margaritas with 24 to 48 hours notice. They're accepting last-minute orders for the Super Bowl. Ooh. They deliver in the Navy Yard area. You can contact them at 202-863-2323 to place your order. And they make a mean margarita. I had one when we were marooned during the snowstorm a couple weeks ago.
The owner of El Bebe is Metropolitan Hospitality, who also owns Open Road Distillery.
Right.
You always love Open Road.
And Open Road Distillery, now they make their own liquor.
Yep.
And now you can find their own liquor, their bourbons and their whiskeys in over 50 ABC stores in Virginia.
Why are they not doing a Junkies bourbon or something? Let's do it. Did you ever talk to them about that?
We did.
Have there been discussions?
No, that wasn't them turning them down.
I feel like this discussion's been going on for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
It's a logistical thing.
In 2040, we're going to release some sort of spirit.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, way past its prime.
It'll be RIP if we're not buried
at that point.
All right, Jimmy Train is going to join us next. He writes for Sports Illustrated, has a podcast. We'll talk about some of the Super Bowl week coverage, what to expect on Sunday. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.